MSC Cruise Cast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel team of Beth and Chris.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Chris.
Well, hello, Beth, and welcome to the MSC Cruise Cast, where we cover all things MSC in depth, probing, and exploratory.
Wow.
We get our fingers in everything, and
maybe I should take over now.
Okay.
So we kind of have a really fun episode today. We're just going to answer a lot of questions that you guys have asked us that we've seen out on forums. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about that. But first, I'm really excited because we have our next cruise booked. I did it today. Now, we were going back and forth. We want to go to Ocean K, right? Because we want to go back to Ocean K after they've done their renovations.
That was our
only goal.
And this next cruise is like, we want to get back to Ocean K.
Yep.
To see the after the construction.
So. Right. So in the summer, there's only a couple of ships that go. We've already done Miravalia. We were thinking about trying the Seascape for the first time.
Yeah.
Which is a sister ship to Seashore, but Seashore won out just a little bit more, even though we've already been on her before. She overnights.
Well, listen, they only have 23 ships, so we're going to repeat them at some point.
And
we're going to repeat them at some point.
And we went ahead and picked to repeat her this summer. She's going out of Port Canaveral.
But here's the reason why we picked
overnight, that, right? And this is the longest, because we have overnighted there before, but we got there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and left like it's 7 o'clock the next night. This one, Lee gets there at 7 o'clock in the morning and doesn't leave until 4 o'clock the next afternoon. So that just trumps like everything. I don't care where else it goes. I don't even care. And of course, we're going to try to bid higher.
I've been walking lightly on clouds for the last few hours.
Knowing?
Since we booked that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That we're going to be spending the night at Ocean K.
I know.
Weather people in charge of the weather, don't you dare make us miss Ocean K.
And there's a really cool, I was like flipping through the excursions and they have like a stargazing excursion.
Really?
Where you go out like probably to one of the far ends of Ocean K at night, because they don't let you, I think you have to be back on the ship by midnight. So I think this is not past midnight.
Back on the ship.
But I think that'd be fun.
Maybe I might push it this time. See how long I can stay out.
See if we can hide in the bushes. So anyway, we're really excited. And this is the first time in history we've had like four cruises booked.
We always...
1, 2, 3. We have four cruises in our future booked, and we have never done that before.
We always book at the last minute.
We do.
We always do.
We do.
Because we like... We either can't decide or we don't quite have enough money to...
Well, money is a big player in it. Yeah. So.
Or we're waiting to see if something better comes along. Yep. We're always doing that.
Yep.
Well, this is good, but what if, you know...
Yeah.
What if we find something that's really, it changes our mind?
But I think now that we really want to do a lot of MSC, I think that's kind of narrowed the focus for us. So we're doing Seashore this June. We're doing the Eureba. Oh, my goodness.
Not Eureba.
Ah, the World Europa.
World Europa.
This fall, we're doing the inaugural World America in April of next year. And then we're doing
the
group cruise in October of next year.
So, a little plug. If you guys want to find out more information, just look in the description below. It'll be, there'll be some information down there you can... check it out. But anyway,
people,
back to our podcast.
We have a couple people booked already there, so we're already excited about that. So, so it just gives you a little background into our booking and kind of what we're excited about. So,
yeah. All right, let's get to our first question here. Our first question, let me get my old man glasses. I mean, sophistication on. This is from Philip at Philip Schmidt 8798.
Okay, yeah.
Never got an upgrade offer. Also was told in profile to make sure your privacy settings allows for MSC offers and to accept third party sharing. I just leave that up there for a second. That is a very interesting comment. Yes.
Because I
think thank you.
You hit a light bulb off, at least in my head, probably you too, because we talked about this a lot.
Because there are people that don't get the offer.
Correct. Who never get upgrade offers.
Never. Yeah. And then I would say 75-80% of what I read anyway, of the people do get offers.
Right.
So we're always like, what is that?
What's that formula?
Formula algorithm that MSC has that could be the determining factor whether you are eligible for an upgrade or not. Well,
and this, once you said that, Philip, it made it like, was like, what if it's a third party that does this upgrade system?
So MSC uses a third party. I don't know who it is, but
I don't think anyone does yet.
They do use a third party to manage their whole upgrade system.
And the same as other cruise lines too, as well. They use this third party. So
if you're not authorizing them, if you're not authorizing them to give your stuff, information to a third party, then maybe that third party can't make that offer to you. That would be basically illegal for them to do that.
Because then they would be stealing your information or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
MSC would be collecting information where you told them not to collect and distribute the information.
Right, right.
So that might be
We totally think that's right. Is that third party the actual third party that's making those choices?
I'm just saying it's a possibility. I don't know if that's the truth. It makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense because I've never been like, oh, super, super private stuff. So I've always been okay with sharing. And every single cruise that we've gotten an upgrade option email, at least.
So.
Yeah. Uh-oh, here come the glasses.
Number question number two from 94K Hang Me.
Okay.
I love people.
Hang Me?
Not Hang Me.
Oh.
Hand Me.
Hand Me. Okay.
It seems like everybody who bids gets their bid accepted. Lots of times that seems like that's true.
Okay.
Has anyone bid unsuccessfully? ? I'm on the Seascape in a few weeks from now, and it seems like there are very few cabins available in the yacht club. I'm trying to figure out my odds of actually winning my bid.
Okay. Can I say something to that? Well, go ahead and then I'll speak.
Well,
to
I'm
it.
Just going
to
say the third party kind of leads into have people, if you get the offer, have they unsuccessfully bid? Is there unsuccessful bids?
Yes, there are.
Absolutely.
I want to say two things about that. So I did, and it was my very first one. And I don't know, it was, I think I talked a little bit about it when we talked about upgrades, but it is an option for you to bid and they don't accept it. Now, I did that for the 3-day Magnifica that we just got off of. And I bid for the Aurea Balcony, and it was a day before the cruise that they sent me an email that says your bid was unsuccessful. Right. And I really liked that because they do wait until the very, like all the way up till boarding. Sometimes they can grant your upgrade.
You can show up there and they'll let you know, hey, you got upgraded.
Right.
Yeah.
So I really liked the fact that they did send that unsuccessful email. And so in my brain, I could stop like, what if? Okay, nope. I know that it's closed. So I do know for sure. Now, do they always send that? I don't know. But in our experience, we've gotten, hey, congratulations, you've got it. Or, hey, it was unsuccessful.
Brings up an interesting question with those two comments we got or questions we got.
Yeah.
What would you do if it was, let's say, 2, 3, 4 weeks away from the cruise and you haven't got an offer yet, what would you do?
I don't think there's anything you can do, is there?
Well, you can go check that site, I guess.
You can check that site and you can find out if maybe you are not... okay, let me step back for just a second. that site that we shared with everybody that you can put in your information and your
couple podcasts ago in the
fully paid program, once you're fully podcast, paid. Yeah. Yep. You can check it and it'll tell you if you are eligible to get one of those emails or not. So in, if our theory is correct, would that simply be seeing if those third party notifications are on, and if they're off, it's just going to say, nope, you are not eligible. Hmm.
We're trying to figure out how it all works, and we're
gosh darn it, we're going
to
try.
We're getting closer, I think, to exactly
what it is
determines whether you get those.
But I wanted to share one other quick thing about trying to figure this out. So when we, when I put my original bid for Yacht Club in for the Maravilla, we were bidding for the Yacht Club interior. And I cannot tell you how many times I went and did a fake booking to see how many like interior yacht clubs were still available to book to get an idea of like what percentage I chance I had to get that.
Yep.
I think you would drive yourself crazy. I finally had to tell myself to stop. Like, you just need to stop, and it's just either going to happen or it's not going to happen, because I don't know how, if there's any way you can figure it out.
I don't think there is.
I tried.
I mean, obviously, if they say they have no cabins available, you're probably not going to win an upgrade bid.
Right, right.
Because they probably really don't have any cabins available.
Right.
So,
but we do know when we did get our yacht club upgrade, and we talked to a lot of people on the Maravilla, and there were quite a number of them that got there via upgrade. So I don't know, as this becomes more and more popular, how those odds are going to change, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this is just between
don't tell you
and us. Don't tell anybody about this upgrade program because it's the best value at sea. It is. Do not tell anybody.
It is. All right, what else you got?
All right, our next question. So we've already...
Put your glasses on. Figure out where we're at.
We've already... We've got our bid.
Okay.
Whoops, wrong one. There we go.
I have to
this
live
is
with
from
this.
At Elizabeth.
I have
Lopez,
to live with this.
ZK9UD.
Okay.
ZK9UD.
Okay.
She's got a lot of good questions, by the
way.
This is a good one, though. Does the yacht club interior get the exact same perks as the balcony?
Yes. Absolutely.
100%. Absolutely. I mean, you can say with zero hesitation.
Yep.
You get the exact same perks.
Because you are located inside of that kind of like enclosed yacht club area. Key access
there
only.
Is,
you can't.
Anybody that's.
You can't have breakfast on your balcony. That's one thing you can't have. But you can have breakfast in the room.
You can have breakfast on your on the pool deck, which is
that's true.
Basically your own private giant balcony.
Right, yeah.
but there's nowhere, like, when you're walking around, the crew doesn't know what room you're in, whether you're an interior or whether you're in a balcony or you're in a suite.
Duplex suite. No.
They don't know.
No.
And they don't care.
Right, no.
They don't care at all.
No.
The whole experience is
the same.
Is the same, and it's designed to make sure that if you are in the yacht club, regardless of your room,
right,
you are treated royally.
Right. I think that
so there's nothing that's in the brain of any person that works in the yacht club of this person is in the interior room. They don't get this perk. Nope.
No.
Whatever perk you want, you get.
Exactly. And I think that basically the difference is the interior is a little bit less expensive. It's going to be a little bit smaller room.
Right.
Has a little bit less storage. So like some of that very superficial stuff. But as far as all the other things, you get it.
All of it.
What else you got to say?
Yeah, just the room size is the only difference when it comes to your yacht club experience. So, all right. Okay. Get to the next one. Why do you laugh every time I put my sophistication on?
That's not what it's called.
All right. This is from user Sawy 9 fur 7 goof toe.
Making that up?
No.
Okay.
My husband and I are cruising with his brother and wife. We received the congratulations upgrade notification a couple weeks ago, and they still haven't received an email about their bid. So I'm assuming they could still be in the running for the Yacht Club upgrade. However, if they don't get the upgrade, will we still be linked together for dining? We may want to have dinner with them. And then a second dinner in the Yacht Club restaurant, of course, LOL. Just wondering... Love your podcast.
Okay, well, that's the way to do it, is to have
Thank you
two
for
dinners.
Saying you love our podcast.
Can I answer that one?
Go ahead. Yeah.
You will not be linked. So because you will not technically have a table in the main dining room any longer, and if they don't get the upgrade to the Yacht Club, their dining still will be. So what I would say is, if you want to have some dinners with them on boarding day, the main dining room maitre d' is usually available somewhere on the ship for people who want to make changes, and you would go see the maitre d' and you would ask for table of four and have him accommodate you, because it would not be automatic.
Right.
Does that answer that question?
You definitely want to, yeah, make sure that you arrange that before you show up the first night.
You don't want to do it there because they're busy seating everyone else. They're going to make you wait. It's going to be, but the first day you want to find out where the maitre d' is for that main dining room and make those changes. And I'm sure they will accommodate you.
Yeah.
There's not a problem.
Yeah. Now,
going the other direction,
going from,
I don't think they specifically asked that, but we'll answer it just
well,
in case.
They said,
oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. Let me put this back up here real quick. They said, we may want to have a dinner with them and then a second dinner in the Yacht Club restaurant.
Okay. Well, I was assuming that they were saying they would have a second dinner, but...
They're only on a two-night cruise?
Go ahead. You want to answer it?
What I'm saying is, I think they're asking is if they can invite their people they're traveling with into the Yacht Club to have a dinner. And that would be probably a big no.
Well, we've kind of seen it both ways, right?
Well, I'm going to say, here's what I'm going to...
A default to no, yeah.
You are probably going to get a no.
Right.
Because they're not supposed to be allowing anybody that doesn't belong in Yacht Club, doesn't have Yacht Club access inside the Yacht Club.
Right.
So go ahead. With that being said.
With that being said, do you remember what we said about MSC, where all things can be possible in impossible simultaneously? It all will probably depend on how many people are, how full the Yacht Club is, what the maitre d' says, if maybe you want to invite him for a lunch where he knows that the dining room is not going to be full, they may allow that. It's all going to depend on that particular ship, that particular sailing, what that maitre d' will say. So your probably default is no if you want to bring any guests into the Yacht Club, but maybe there's some leeway.
Yeah, it probably depends on the maitre d'. Now, I was being the stern schoolmaster before by saying no.
Right.
You cannot bring anybody in. I want everybody to know that when you're in the Yacht Club, they desperately, and I'm not using that word flippantly, they desperately want to please you.
Can I tell them an example?
Well, let me finish real quick.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that you are blown away by your experience in the Yacht Club. Mm-hmm. They really do. And I'm thinking that if it's at all possible that they will let those other two in there to have a meal with you. Mm-hmm. Because they really and truly want you to have the time of your life inside the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
They do not want to say no to you.
Yeah.
They do not want to say no to you.
Yeah.
because then, you know, you walk away with, well, it was, that was disappointing. And they don't want any part of this experience to be disappointing.
Right.
So I'm just saying, officially no. And you might, depending on who the maitre d' is, you might have a hard time. But they really want to say yes in the yacht club to what, to whatever your desire is. Yes, your example. Go ahead, Fair.
Okay, so when we were in the Maravilla, there was a gentleman, because our room was right, you had to pass the concierge desk. So, and I'm just nosy. I'm just, my ears pick up other people's conversations and I just kind of butt in. But we were walking by and there was a very well-dressed gentleman, and he was clearly staying in one of the higher end suites of the yacht club, and he wanted to get some family in for dinner, and they were telling him no. And he was trying, I mean, like, it was kind of a big deal. It was a big deal. And he finally, he was like, listen, this is how much I'm spending on this ship. You better make it happen. And he did let his family in at least that one night. So I found that interesting.
I would go, if I was advising them, I would go to the maitre d'.
Yeah.
And not the concierge.
Correct.
Because
the maitre d' will have more.
He has the power to yes or no.
Either that or the yacht club director.
Yeah, or the yacht club director, which on Maravilla, oh my goodness, why can't I think of his name right now?
I know.
I can picture him in my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, nicest guy in the world.
Yep.
And he was everywhere all the time. I saw him everywhere.
Yeah.
Literally, saw, like, you're turning the corner, you're like,
we saw both second, of them everywhere. Yeah.
So I would go to one of those two, because they're the ones that are really gonna to approve or disapprove of it.
Yep.
The concierge probably isn't. I mean, they probably they probably do have that power. I'm sure that MSC empowers them to, you know, to make decisions that can, you know, affect it. But they probably want the maitre d' or the yacht club director to make that decision for them.
Because
that's a big decision.
Right.
That's a big, big decision.
Yeah.
So I would head to one of those two and just explain what's going on.
Right.
And they're going to, if they can, I'm sure they're going to say yes. If they can.
If it's a capacity and they don't want to affect everybody else's experience, I think that's when it would come into a no.
Exactly.
Right? If you're looking at the rest of the yacht club, people having to wait for table, you know, I think that is, so that's what they take into consideration.
Yeah, and I think it's good to go with the mindset of, I expect a no.
Yeah.
Like, I understand I'm asking for something that probably isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And if it does, wow. But if it doesn't, you probably shouldn't have expected it if you were expecting
but
that.
But like I said, keep in mind, dinners, there are, everybody has to go to dinner in the restaurant because it's the only option for yacht club. Whereas at lunch, there is the buffet available on the topsail deck. So maybe joining them, doing a breakfast together or a lunch together might be a little bit easier to do. Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
What do we got next?
All right. This is kind of an interesting one, but a lot of people ask about this.
Okay.
So I thought I'd bring this up. This is from John Hemrick.
Okay.
9405. Not 9404. He didn't ask.
Okay.
It was 9405. Any chance you can go over the muster drill on MSC on a future video? I understand it's a bit different from other cruise lines. It is slightly different.
I've heard two different things on this. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, as I say, I can go over it real quick. I think it's slightly different than other cruise lines in that they play the safety video at one time.
3:30, I believe.
It's playing constantly.
Right, but that's not the official one.
Right, but they officially play it once.
Yeah.
Even though it is on every channel, like 24 hours a day, the entire first 3 days, I think, you're on the cruise. Anyway. But officially, they play it one time, so it's like 4 if you're leaving at 5 or something like that. You know, it depends on what time you leave, I suppose. But I think it was about like an hour before you're scheduled to depart, and they make an announcement. depending on what ship, the announcement might be in 9 different languages.
Correct.
And they tell you, go, everybody must stop what you're doing and go to your room.
Yep.
And watch the video.
Yep.
And then they will, then at that point, you can then go to your muster station. You can't go before then.
First, you have to call.
Oh, that's right. You do have to call to say you watched the video. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to call.
Everything is possible and impossible simultaneously, because we have every single mix of this, we'll tell you.
Exactly. You're supposed to call, and then you're supposed to go to your muster station, and they scan your card.
Correct.
And then, for some reason, MSC does a parade. Like, they walk you through.
Both
like,
times.
Exactly.
I think we have video of it. Yeah. I think
you'll have to go watch the video of us on
it was on Maravilla and Magnifica. Yeah. We had to like walk through the dining room, and we're just walking.
No, it was through the theater.
Oh, it was through the theater. Okay.
Well, it was.
I don't remember.
It was through a.
Oh, it was the bar.
It was a bar on Magnifica, and Maravilla was through the theater. Anyway, they just walk you through, and like there's cast members waving at you and clapping, and they're standing there. It felt like we were on parade.
I was doing this. It's very funny. Very funny.
Anyway, and then you're done with your.
Okay, but let
muster
me
drill.
Okay, I have something to add when you're done.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
A couple variations of this. When we were on Magnifica for the second cruise, so the 4-day, even though it's back to back, you still have to do the muster drill again. Yeah. But we were already downstairs. We never went up to our room. We never dialed the phone number. They just scanned our card and we were done. We were like checked off the list.
Right.
So do you really have to watch the thing and call? I don't know. Because we didn't.
MSC's not going to be very happy with you putting that information out there.
All the bars, everything are going to close during that time so that people will go. Not everyone in the room goes. It's just the reality of it. But everyone does have to bring their card to get scanned. Now, keep in mind, everyone's going to a digital boarding pass now. So if you get on and you haven't got to your room, you don't have your room keys yet, you can save your digital boarding pass to your Apple wallet, or at least I do on my iPhone, and then they can scan that as well. So they don't need to only scan your card, your room card. They can scan your boarding pass too.
Right, right.
But then I heard something else interesting about Yacht Club.
Yes.
So I heard that on Yacht Club, they gather everyone in the terminal, and after they're all checked in, you remember when they kind of lead you up to the Yacht Club when a butler leads you up. Well, I was on a forum that someone was saying the last time they were in Yacht Club that this whole group was gathered, and then the butler led them through, led them to their muster station where they all got scanned, and then brought them to the back and brought them up to the Yacht Club, and then toured them all around. Hmm. So Yacht Club might have that little extra touch of having that done. Now, when we were on Maravilla, so we went straight to the Yacht Club, right? And it's all beautiful and quiet, and then we have to go down to the theater to get
culture shock.
Oh my God, it was like crushes of people, and we were trying to find the line, and it was crazy.
I was running around holding up my band, yelling at people, "I'm in the Yacht Club, people. I'm in the Yacht Club. Get away from me." That's what I was doing, and nobody was listening to me.
Okay, you did not. I'm hoping everybody knows he's being really sarcastic, but it was a madhouse.
It was. So it was so funny to be in the Yacht Club for a few hours and be like, "Oh,
ooh,
wow, that's so nice." And
bam.
Chaos.
So any of you, I'm wondering, any of you out there, have you been in Yacht Club? Have you had that experience? Or were you like us and you had to like go on your own and find your way through the jungle before you could get back?
Can I just say one other funny thing?
Yeah.
About the MSC muster drill.
Yeah.
Like when we were on Seashore, it was hilarious because they said, "All right, everybody, it is time." Yes. It was like 5 minutes before 4.
This was,
I think,
our
it was
first,
at 4 o'clock.
This was our first MSC muster on
right.
the seashore. Yeah.
Yep. It was like 5 minutes before they made the announcement. Everybody needs to go to their room. Everybody stop what you're doing. Go to your room. You have to go watch this. You have to go watch this. Nobody moved.
Nobody moved. We had just got our drinks and we're like, oh man, now we're gonna have to go. And we're looking and like people are still in the pool. Like nobody moved an inch. They made like three announcements and like nobody moved.
Nobody moved.
Yeah.
It was hilarious because it was like, yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Mustard drill. It was just funny. And you still see that. I mean, we became that for on our last cruise.
We did.
We're now MSC pros. Uh-huh. So we're like, yeah, mustard drill. We watched that last time. We're just going to sit here till you scan our card.
We did. We found the guide and we're like, here you go. Here you go. Just scan us. We're good.
But I think that's funny on MSC. They're like, no, you can not spend. No, like, no. I'm sure a lot of people do it, but golly, you walk around the ship, people are just doing whatever. They can't get a drink for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, they'll still sit at the bar.
Yeah. And,
you know, so.
I think, though, overall, I think it's one of the best things coming out of COVID is this new mustard drill. Because can you even, do you remember back?
When
you had to, like, go get your thing and then stand outside and you got to stand and stand until someone decided. Oh my goodness.
I remember one time, I think it was on a Carnival ship. I hate to put down Carnival again, but I think it was on a Carnival ship. We went out and stood on the promenade and we were out in the sun
forever.
And we were wearing that thing and you're standing in a group of people and we were out there for like 45 minutes. It was so hot. It was so hot. And I'm like,
it's the worst way to start your trip.
Start the mustard drill. Exactly. Just start it. Yeah, just flip some clips around you and blow in a whistle so we can go.
Exactly.
So
all of this is so much improved and it is amazing now. Such a good, easy way to start. So I think MSC does a really good job. I'm not sure. I think everyone is very similar in their mustard drills now.
They are. Yeah.
Everyone's very similar. Yeah. So
just a couple of different things about MSC. So.
Yeah.
All right. I think we can get in one more. We're at 32 minutes.
Okay.
We can do this one really quick. I think this one will be really quick anyway. But this is the most controversial question.
Ooh.
I guarantee you this is going to be the most controversial thing we cover.
What is it?
So I'll hide the women and children when I put this up.
Not bad.
This is from Ron Bowers, 7944.
Oh, hi, Ron.
Again, he does lots of good. The wristband doesn't work with the elevator for Yacht Club. Only the card works. It took us a while to figure it out. Then... from Kathy.
Is this about elevators?
Wallenness.
Okay.
3420. She answered, our wristbands worked at almost all of the elevators I used. Thank goodness. And then I wrote, even with them showing us how to use it, we were unable to replicate their results.
Yep. That is funny that you say that because there's so many people that have so many different experiences with this.
It is. I'm telling you, either people are like, yeah, we used it all the time, or they're like us and like, I couldn't get it to work. I don't know what I was doing wrong. I thought I was doing exactly what I was supposed to be doing. And then other people are like, you're a moron. You know, you just do this and it works. So here's what I think.
Yes.
This is what I think happens. You get on and it's the security staff pranking all the yacht club.
Really? It's not really anything.
It doesn't really do anything. So they just sit there and watch the cameras and people go up and like they click it and like, why isn't this working? And you click it and
that's what we did.
Press a button, it just goes to whatever floor anyway, and you're like,
that's what we did so many times. That's what we did. They were probably laughing at us.
So I think it's just a big prank on the yacht club guests when they get on board. They're like, watch this. I'm gonna do the old elevator, your card works priority elevator trick on them. Watch this, guys. So that's what I think it is. I don't think it I don't think it actually works. No, it does, evidently, because there's lots of people that get it to work.
The butler showed us.
The very first thing they did was show us how to do that.
To use the wristband, and it worked. And then the first time we tried to do it on our own, we couldn't get it. I don't know.
I think they need to hand out a diagram, like a little pamphlet.
Either take or take that away. I don't know, because is it a perk of the yacht club? Because you feel like a moron. That should be working, and it's not.
I know. And then if like somebody gets on the elevator with you, they're like, by the time you're trying, you've tried 18 times to do it, they're getting mad at you because they're like, yeah, quit trying to prioritize your floor.
Exactly.
So,
well, we didn't honestly carry. I know someone said to use the room key, but we're not. They told us really not to carry the room key with us. Like, that's what your wristband is for, right?
Well. Yeah, they said that. I don't know if they told us not to carry the room key, but
I don't know. They told us, I think that, anyway, we had to take the key when we went off the ship, but I don't know that we ever tried to use our room key because I didn't have that with us very often.
I really don't remember because I think after like the fourth day, I pretty much gave up trying to get it to work. And then like maybe I tried it one more time later on thinking, well, maybe it's fixed now. Nope.
Yeah.
I need the pamphlet. I need the idiot's guide to
how to use the elevator.
The cliff notes. They carry around a little black and yellow book. Open it up. Right. Anyway.
I don't know. Like, you just get different stories.
It's all over the place with that thing.
Many different people about how to use it, what works, what doesn't work. So it'll be interesting next time we're in Yacht Club if we're going to actually try that.
Tap it twice.
Do a dance.
Touch a number.
Turn.
Touch the number again.
And then it'll go. Okay. That's the official next time you need to do that when you're trying.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap this up. We're getting there. Getting long.
We have a couple more. I'm on a lot of forums on Facebook. And so I got a lot of the same question that comes up. So we're going to do another one of these, I think, coming up soon.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I love answering the questions.
So, I love it. I love people, all of you putting questions and comments because I learned so much and it's thought provoking. Like, I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that.
That's what I mean. That first one, when Philip said that, it just... Interesting. Give us your feedback on that one too. Like, do you think it's that third party link that is making it so you do get that option to upgrade? I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well,
maybe our collective brains will figure it out.
Guys, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, go over to our YouTube channel, Taste Try Travel, and check us out. We do a lot of fun videos on board ships over there. So.
Yep, and you can leave comments there as well. So let us know your experiences with this. Or if you have any other questions that you want us to talk about, we're more than happy to do that.
Absolutely.
In this forum. So,
just say, hey, don't write this out. I don't want a written response.
I want
an auditory response. If you can spell auditory, I can't spell that. So,
all right, this will wrap up this episode. So, we will see you all in the next one.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, guys.